everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Sergio.
And I'm Blake.
We're the founders of Iridio, PE exam prep built by engineers for engineers.
In this episode, we're talking about test anxiety.
This is an important topic that not a lot of people like to openly discuss. Just like failing the exam may feel like you wear some kind of like scarlet letter, test anxiety is another thing that seems like it pertains to the weak or unworthy. It's just simply not the case. Now, the source or sources of anxiety can be any number of things. So today we talk about finding out what those things are and addressing them so that you can take charge of your test anxiety. Blake, what do you think?
Hey, raise your hand if you get nervous before tests. A part of this is understanding that those nerves are normal, so don't fight them, use them. To do this, let's talk about mindset. Your mindset has a great impact on your performance when studying for and taking the exam. Without the proper mindset, you'll struggle with confidence in yourself and your ability to do yourself justice on exam day. In the absence of confidence lies doubt. When doubt sets in, it can paralyze you, zap your confidence, and throw you off course. It's something we all deal with to some degree. Some deal with it better than others, but we could all use some tips on how to handle it better.
So if you're struggling with excessive test-taking doubt, here's some tried and true strategies that we use and our followers can vouch for that help. Get this doubt and fear under control. So tip number one, understanding your anxiety. To control your anxiety about the exam, you first have to identify exactly what is causing you trouble. It's important for you to spend some time finding out exactly what's causing your fear, right? This is simple, but not easy. As our society gets busier and busier, not everyone gets around to making a habit of taking the time to just look within and be introspective. I mean, the way I got into the habit of doing this was actually on my morning commute. I dreaded it at first, but I mean, I used found out how to, you know, had a 30-minute to 1-hour commute, and I started using it. That's where I started learning to spend time just thinking. So spend some time on the way to or from work, in the shower, before bed, or when doing mindless chores around the house, and really think about your test anxiety and let your mind work through why you're feeling this way. Be really honest with yourself, or you're just wasting your time. I can't handle the thought of failing. I don't feel ready. I just can't imagine having the time to prepare. There is anxiety about preparation, and then there's exam day test anxiety. These are two distinct items that you will approach differently, so make the distinction during your identification process.
Another way to identify the sources of your test anxiety is by talking with your significant other, family member, or friend. This can be an effective way of getting to the heart of the issue. Saying the words out loud helps you organize and process everything that's bouncing around in your head. Now this may sound silly, but I like to say the words out loud to myself. Don't knock it until you tried it. It can be a very effective method of processing your thoughts. If that doesn't feel right for whatever reason, writing your thoughts down on paper may work for you. Once you go through these exercises, you should be closer to understanding the specific things that are causing your test anxiety, and now you can take steps to manage it.
Man, as I listen to us list those items, the first thought that comes to my mind is, nobody will make the time to do this. That's me though. I'm the impatient one. I'm the jaded one that's like, yeah, right, that won't work. Well, I'm wrong. It does work. At minimum, you learn to start making time for something that's important to you, which is something you're gonna have to do a lot in order to prepare for the exam. Like my dad used to tell me in the backyard when I would stand there leaning on the shovel, staring at the ground, pondering where to start, that hole ain't gonna dig itself. So start making time for introspection. Get your test anxiety under control.
So now you should have a good understanding of what specifically is giving you anxiety about the exam. That brings us to tip number two, controlling your anxiety. To alleviate these insecurities, our advice is to attack them head on. Take concrete actions to address or reverse the problems you've identified. We're going to cover some of the more common items that our followers have shared with us.
If you have allotted yourself about 3 to 4 months to study, you have enough time. If you're under 2 months, you may need to consider a more aggressive study plan. If you determine that you don't have adequate time to prepare for the upcoming exam, you always have the option of rescheduling. You want to set yourself up for success. Don't rush into it if you don't have to.
You may fear missing out on a promotion and/or bonus if you fail the exam. Your career will be long and you'll have many opportunities ahead of you, especially as a professional engineer. If it takes you a while longer, it's not the end of the world. A new promotion or a financially good year at the company can make up the difference in no time.
Next one is worrying that you don't have what it takes to pass the exam or be a professional engineer. This is silly because, I mean, you've come this far in your career. You've passed test after test in college. You graduated with an engineering degree. You've passed the FE exam, and you've likely been employed as an engineer for several years. So trust us, you have what it takes.
Another one is worrying about the effects failure will have on your job security. It's not likely that any company will penalize you, much less fire you or lay you off, if you fail the PE exam the first time. Passing or failing almost always has more to do with promotions and raises than job security. Truly, if you were to be fired for failing the exam, that's a blessing in disguise. You don't want to invest your time and energy in that company. There's plenty of companies out there that value their employees more than that. Find one of them.
That's a good idea. Another one is worrying about what friends and family will think about you if you fail. Focusing less on what people think of you in general is one of the greatest life skills to possess. But that's probably like a whole other episode minimum. In the meantime, the best way to address your anxiety with this perception is to study, 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 and you will minimize your chances of failing.
In fact, our bet is you will find that the majority of the anxiety that you're facing stems from your fear of failing the actual exam. So the best way to prevent that from happening is to prepare as best as you can. To do that, you need time and you need quality review material. The three best steps you can take to alleviate your fear and anxiety associated with exam day is to do the following. Study, 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 using the right study materials. Use good practice problems. Keep track of the subjects you're struggling with and put in extra time in those areas. Then have a game plan and know what to expect on exam day.
These three things seem like a no-brainer on paper, but time and time again, we talk to people who just don't make the time for it. So doing these things will help you minimize your anxiety about the exam and maximize your chance of passing. But notice, Blake said study as best you can, not as much as you can. Don't fall into the trap of just doing a million random problems or trying not to fall asleep through hours of video or live instruction after a long day at work. Like we said about persistence in another episode, the quality of your study time is also paramount. Having a quality plan and quality material helps you overcome our next topic, doubt. Talk to us a little about doubt, Blake.
At its heart, doubt is a lack of belief in yourself. It's a fear that you're inadequate or you aren't up to the task. It's helpful to keep in mind that everyone feels this way. It's completely natural and completely normal. Knowing that everyone experiences the same doubt and having these feelings doesn't solve the problem by itself, but it does help. It helps to know that other successful exam takers have been exactly where you are and have overcome their doubt to pass the exam and become professional engineers.
Like I said before, it's silly to doubt yourself when you really think about it, because we've said this in this and other episodes. You've gotten this far in your career. You've gone through many similar experiences before. Think about all the tests you've taken in your past. There's been high stakes before. For example, high school, you may have had tests that determined where you would go to college. In college, you had tests that would determine whether or not you passed a class or made a certain grade or gotten into a certain program. After that, you took and passed the FE exam.
Yeah, the point is you've been here before and it's always easier to do something again once you've done it before. Yes, this exam may be one of the biggest tests you've taken, but the situation is not unlike the big tests that you've taken in the past. Keeping this reality in mind can also quell the fears and doubts that creep into your mind and can take over if you let it. Having the discipline to keep those thoughts at bay and to push them out of your mind is key.
That's right. Self-discipline is also one of the greatest life skills you can have, and certainly a key skill to possess for passing the PE exam. The self-discipline to study consistently is, in our opinion, the number one thing you can do to learn how to overcome doubt for the PE exam. If you are prepared, have studied, and are confident with the material, what real legitimate reasons do you have to doubt yourself?
Self-discipline is also key when it comes to keeping your thoughts under control. Almost no one feels completely prepared to take the PE exam. It's practically impossible to feel completely comfortable going into the exam. I'd argue it'd be unnatural or unrealistic to feel totally relaxed and calm going into it. Even after all the preparation in the world, you'll almost certainly feel some normal, healthy level of anxiety. This is different from doubt and fear. When you're prepared for it, it just means you're up for the challenge.
So now we move on to something we emphasized at the start of the episode, getting in the right mindset. Getting in the right mindset for the PE exam is one of the most important steps of the preparation process. It's not hard to let the PE exam intimidate you. Like we said, it's probably one of the toughest exam experiences you'll face in your career. A professional license is on the line, as well as the pride of getting to call yourself an engineer. But letting intimidation or fear get to you can have a detrimental effect on your mind and ability to perform on the exam. So we need guidelines and tips on getting mentally prepared and being in the right framework throughout the process.
Getting mentally prepared for the PE exam can be a tough task, but it doesn't have to be. Like we mentioned several times in this episode, fear and intimidation can stem from any number of things. Getting in the right mindset to combat fear, doubt, anxiety requires us to build confidence leading up to the exam. Knowing how to build confidence for the PE exam is critically important for your success. Building the same confidence during your study process is just as important. But what does it mean to be confident? We know it's so important, but how do we build it and develop it? We all think we know about confidence, but truly understanding it and cultivating it is not so easy.
Yeah, confidence is belief in yourself. In its true form, this belief comes from preparation. Some people who are, let's call it, unconsciously incompetent may have tons of confidence on the surface, but if it isn't bolstered by a preparation, then it won't help them much on exam day. By addressing and maximizing each of the factors that make up confidence, we can present our best chance of success on the exam. Being fully prepared is the key to confidence. So let's make sure you're fully prepared. You need to know you can handle any question they can throw at you on the exam by doing the proper amount of high-quality practice problems. Make sure that you know what to expect on exam day and that you have everything you need for the exam. You need to make sure that you have studied and prepared comprehensively by following a proven study plan or by taking a high-quality study course. These are the best ways to build confidence for the PE exam based on our own experiences, as well as those of many of our colleagues. The plan is simple in nature. You just need to execute the plan. Well, that does it for this episode. Blake, any closing thoughts?
Yes, get started. Whether you want a promotion, prestige, a new job, or to start your own business, take it from us. There's no time like the present. We have tons of free resources, including our ebook, which you can find on Amazon for free right now. It's about 140 pages of content from Are You Qualified? To what to do after you pass.
That's right. And for those of you that want to have everything you need to pass at your fingertips, we have Apex HVAC, our PE exam prep course built by engineers for engineers.
See you next time.